Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Throat mask, Rolling Stones, spaghetti, eating bees.
It's Week Girl! It's Week Girl!
See, hey. You did it.
We're here.
You started. Go.
Hey, welcome to Is We Dumb? I'm Dan.
I'm Joe Paisley.
That's Joe.
Six?
Six episodes already.
That's fun. That's fun to think about.
Mm-hmm. A lot of laughs.
And I know that because last week was five.
Last week was five, and six is more than five. It's one more.
Wow. It's amazing.
We're figuring so many things out.
We're doing it. We're learning together.
We're learning together.
Which is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday, high noon, that's when you can catch new episodes of Is We Dumb, and they're available wherever you are.
Yep.
So it'll find you. It'll seek you out.
Unless you're in a place with no technology.
Right.
And, you know, just like, no access to like Wi-Fi or
Wi-Fi
cell phone
igloo.
Towers. Yep. And then I don't even know how you're hearing this update.
But we hope you like it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. And the goal, as always, is to come out on the other side of this episode being less dumb than we were heading in. And we do that by tearing ourselves apart.
Yep.
And looking at other examples of dumb people and tearing them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally. Both. That's illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes people do things that are so dumb and just kind of hateful that mm-hmm. it would be kind of fun to be dumb and hateful to them.
And tear them apart. Yeah, beneficial to take their arms off.
Take
them away.
Right,
we're helping them.
Yeah, we're helping them.
Yeah,
they can't do as much damage in society if they have no arms or legs,
right,
or eyes or ears.
You know what?
How far should we take it?
We're just doing our part to better humanity. Find us online, Facebook, Instagram @IsWeDumb. If you want to send in that segment content, which has been amazing so far, keep doing that.
Thank you.
The one star heroes, like the one star reviews. You've got the would you rather's, dumb idiots, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, mm-hmm. and that just goes to dumb@iswedumb.com. Everything else, and I requested. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but I said, if you want to like, ask us about our dick sizes, I never should have done that.
so many emails?
Yeah. There's plenty of emails asking our dick sizes. But I did put the caveat of like, but don't be upset when you get disappointed.
Right.
So a lot of times I just wrote back. I was like, sorry, I didn't tell you how I was going to get you, like you're disappointed, but bye. And I guess then that was it.
That's all they get.
But thank you everybody for taking that too far.
And I don't want people to think that I'm ignoring the one star recommendations.
I just have a list,
a pile of things that I want to get off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, gonna dig in.
And we're hearing you too. And probably as soon as next week. There's a bunch of dumb people out there that listen to us. And they're sending their dumb stories. So we're looking like next week might be our first listener edition of Dumb Idiots, which I'm pumped about that. That's going to be a blast.
Yay. So many dummies.
Right.
Me, you, and a lot of other people.
By the way, I never said that email, but anything that's not segment content, that goes to info@iswedumb.com. You can find our merch, badmagicmerch.com, on the website iswedumb.com. And that's pretty much the gist of it.
Okay.
Out the gate. Are you ready to start,
the
show?
I'm ready.
And there's only one place to start it. You know what that is?
The super most important starting question?
That's the one. Let's do it.
The very super most important starting question.
Okay, this is a good one.
Okay.
It's like steering a little bit away from the sex stuff.
Fine.
However, we'll end up talking about the sex stuff.
Sure.
Because of what it is. go ahead and bring it up on the screen, Zach. Zach!
Nice.
I got him out the gate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You fucked it. Zach, come on, man. It's going to be a long day of screams. Would you rather have edible spaghetti hair that regrows every night or sweat maple syrup?
Oh, my God. Edible spaghetti hair.
Right.
That regrows every night or sweat maple syrup. My gut, I always have like an initial gut response that oftentimes changes.
Yeah.
And my gut response is I'd rather have the spaghetti hair because maple syrup is so sticky.
Super
delicious,
sticky.
Delicious, but
right.
So sticky.
Very inconvenient in almost everything. Being right. That sticky, I mean, unless you're always just trying to set some kind of like stick things to you records.
Right.
Outside of that, it's going to be a problem.
However.
Okay.
As I think about it a little deeper, it starts to change as it often does. And with the spaghetti hair, it's regrowing no matter what. You're okay. Always growing spaghetti hair. And it's like mushy at night when you're trying to sleep. And I love spaghetti.
Yeah,
me too. One of my favorite foods.
Think about just laying in bed.
Every day?
But you're going to bed like at night. Yes. And you just like eat your own hair off your pillow.
Now this is important. Is the spaghetti cooked?
Or if
it's like stiff ass raw like spaghetti,
hi!
Just brittle and breaking, that sucks.
This is the second Toy Story reference I've brought up on this show, and I feel really ashamed about it. Uh-huh. But you know, in Sid's room, that baby doll, has the spiky hair, like that. Is that the kind of spaghetti we're talking about?
Right. Or is it like perfectly prepared? Al dente. I can't think of the words, but it's like it's not too mushy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too hard. It's like perfectly prepared spaghetti noodles.
It's perfect spaghetti.
If that's nice,
uh-huh.
You know, if it's growing out that way. But with the maple syrup thing, what if, okay, you can control that somewhat. So you just, when you work out, you're going to have a sticky ass workout. And that's going to suck. But you can you can't live in the South.
Yeah.
you have to live in a very temperate climate. That is not conducive to sweating.
Does it become less thick? Like if the humidity is real high, is the maple syrup just kind of a flowing off of you? And you can sell
right.
It. You can sell it. Joe, maple syrup. Like straight from my body. Think anybody would buy it?
I think so.
I'd sell it to you.
The novelty of it. Actually, you could make a lot of money, I think, on maple syrup sweat.
You could go on tour. Go to Pancake or Waffle Houses. And then you're just like a maple syrup fondue like fountain. And you just stand there, and then people just walk up and like rub their pancakes on you. You're like, hey. You can have a conversation with them while they're doing it. Like, hey, no, I'm just happy to be here. Like, oh, that's great. And they waffle your armpit.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
And then you gotta
telling you scary jokes that you sweat, like scary things that make you sweat more, just so they can get more on their pancake. You're like, oh.
I think in order to pull that off really well, you'd have to get in really good shape, have excellent hygiene, and you have to shave your body hair.
I didn't even think about the body hair.
You don't want to be combing maple syrup out of my thick arm hair. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, but you're assuming. You're assuming I don't want to do that.
Right. As you brought up sex, it's going to come back around. Here it goes.
Here it is.
I just think if it is a hot young woman, like a hairless arms, all that, I can see a lot of horny dudes.
Best of both worlds.
Taking the syrup however they can get it from her body. Scraping it off her arms, licking it off her butt. Doesn't even matter.
And it's just always there, though.
It's always. And then there's more.
Think about the bed. Like, I get mad if there's like a little wet spot, like a little cuddle puddle.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to get in there. Your whole bed would just be a mess.
But a hot, like an Instagram model, hot, like she could make so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, me, I don't think so. Not as much.
Yeah.
But it's like, but if a hot woman, I think they should go for the, because I don't, the spaghetti hair. I don't personally want spaghetti hair off some lady. But if some lady was like super hot and was like, "I'll give you a little titty," syrup, I'd be like, "Okay,
cool, let's do it.
I'll eat that.
I'm down."
But I don't want. I still don't want your spaghetti
just
hair.
I'd be a little hungry sometimes, and you just you pull her hair, then you just pull a little bit harder, and you got like a handful of spaghetti, and you just eat it.
Like you're going like doggy style and then you're just like and getting a little snack.
Yeah.
Over like the post.
Like doing the noodle suck up.
You just have a can of marinara on the fucking nightstand just for like.
Just ripping it off and splashing it in.
You got some chicken parmesan.
Licking your fingers off. Yeah. I'm full with layover.
I'm thinking about the food angle now. And that's another thing. Okay. Like if you're in a, I don't know, some war torn third world situation and you're worried about food. Then for sure you're an idiot if you don't go spaghetti hair.
Yeah,
because then that takes starvation. It's off the plate.
Sure, but you also are going to be mobbed. You're going to wake up to a mob of hungry people.
But only a fucking idiot would kill spaghetti hair guy. in a village with no one
to see. It'd be like blowing up the garden.
It'd be like blowing up the garden. Like, what are you doing? Why do you burn the field?
It's a spaghetti garden.
You just killed our spaghetti garden.
Idiot. God damn it. No. Oh, yeah? Where's the other spaghetti hair grower person? You see him? Bring him here. Yeah, good job, Gary.
We had fucking Terry and that was it. Our whole village was eating off of Terry. And now we're going to starve because you got greedy and you cut Terry's head off. So you could do.
I mean, you could be like a philanthropist of.
Right.
I had so many like THs in that word.
So it's, yeah.
And you just like walk down the street and like, here you go. Mm-hmm. And saying hi to people. Oh, hey, Debbie. God. And just ripping your hair out. And they have their little, strainers. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, good to see you. And you're boop, boop, doo. Tossing it up on the balcony like it's beads at Mardi Gras.
So if you are just like a humanitarian, or if you're in an area where you're worried about food, people worry about food, you got to go spaghetti hair.
Okay.
If you are just a capitalist, you're doing okay, but you want to make a lot of money,
right?
Then you got to go maple syrup sweat.
Yeah.
If you're an attractive woman, you're a fool if you don't start selling your maple syrup sweat.
Yeah.
Because you could market, you could have different bottles for different parts of your body. You could have vagina maple syrup. You could have butt maple syrup.
Knee.
Yeah, knee, fetishes.
Foot. Yeah, all calf. This is off my right calf.
This is off. This is off that little gap in between my big toe and my middle toe. Foot.
It's my favorite gap.
For all you toe pervs.
That's my favorite piggy.
right. Yeah. But for me, now I guess I have to make the decision for myself.
Okay.
For me, looking like I look.
You have to be naked all the time, though, too. Because you're not putting clothes on if you're sweating maple syrup.
Oh, God.
So you're naked all the time.
Again, works out for the model person.
Right. Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a woman. A very attractive young man, you know, because then you got women. You know, I would think like the gay community, if you're like a fit, ripped, hairless 20-year-old dude, you're going to get a lot of dude clients. You're
going to
get
good.
A lot of women clients. Mm-hmm. And the woman's going to get a lot of women clients as well. I mean, okay, so attractive, young, you're going to be good.
Okay.
Because you don't, clothes are going to suck, but I'm sure you can have some special kind of fiber or fabric that can work with your maple syrup.
You're going to have to need a new invention. You're going to have to get together with some scientists to put some clothes on your sick ass maple body.
And when you're not out doing your maple syrup, I don't know, appearances, you're living in a very climate controlled environment. You figure out that you have a perfect, like, you use all your maple syrup money to live in, like, it's 68 degrees, there's zero humidity, it's perfect.
We went the hot way. Yeah. Like warmer weather.
Yeah.
Think about cold weather. Mm-hmm. Where it's just going to, like, you're going to turn into a maple statue.
Oh, my God.
Because it'll dry on you.
You can't go, you cannot go on an Arctic expedition.
Nope.
Because you'll sweat.
You'll be food for sure.
You will sweat because you have all your heavy clothes on. Yeah. And then you're a fucking frozen maple statue somewhere in the Arctic. And you will die.
You turn into like a maple bar, like a syrup lollipop.
Right. More risk.
More risk
with the syrup.
I think so. Yeah. Spaghetti hair.
Spaghetti hair, less risk. I personally don't like either option. Neither one sounds fun for me personally. But if I had to do it, God dang it, I guess spaghetti hair.
Spaghetti hair? I'm going spaghetti hair too.
Yay!
Which means
we both win!
Yay! Woo!
I'm hungry.
Now I'm hungry.
That's what that did to me. Spaghetti with some maple syrup on it, which is from Elf, I believe.
Which is another reference, dude. I've now only brought up two references to movies. It is Toy Story and Elf. All right, off to the next segment. Is We Dumb? This is a very fun one.
Okay.
And this just happened to me a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'm going to start off by sharing this story. And it's not me, but then I can relate to this. I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this situation.
Okay.
So we had a family thing.
Yeah.
My family was not invited. But my wife, the Duchess of Dummies, her entire family was there. Okay. So we went to the spot where they used to go all the time growing up. She's from the Seattle area. Okay. And there's a lake over in central Washington-ish that is called Banks Lake.
Okay.
And they have a resort. And I'm setting this all up for the fact they were going back. Because they haven't been back in a long time.
Okay.
And when they were kids, they remembered that it was like fucking awesome.
Okay.
We went back. It's fucking, it's about to go corrupt. Like it is, or bankrupt.
Bankrupt. Okay,
like
it's not awesome.
No one took care of anything. Okay. It was still packed. Like it was still fun.
So it's a resort complex?
Resort-ish. Like have you seen like Ozarks?
Yeah.
So you know like that resort that he took it over to launder all the money with?
The bar and everything?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like that.
Okay.
it's just not what it once was.
Yeah.
And no one's trying to make it that way.
I got it. Yeah.
I wish they would because it's beautiful.
I can relate. There's a place called Zim's Hot Spring where I grew up. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. And the guy who owns it now just does not give a fuck.
Just gave up.
Yep, just gave up. People still come, but like nothing has been renovated since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it had been a while since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can picture it.
Yeah, I guess they just kind of opened it up. A lot of stuff that was grassy and greeny and had like a lot of play area, they just gutted it all to put in like campsites, like RV sites. So they just kind of, you know.
They maximize their money, but
they're not fixing anything.
Okay.
The toilets aren't connected properly. Like
awesome.
That's where things have gone.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were there. And I had to show up a day late because I had to work and they were already over there. And a big part of making that trip was our, my wife's sister.
Yeah.
Husband. They just bought like a new boat. A nice new boat, and they're bringing it out, going to the lake.
Yeah.
Whole family's coming. It's fucking boat party, right?
Right. Big boat party.
Right. So they get out there, and my version, what I'm told, is they got all the way to the point where they are backing the boat down to put it in the water. Like, that's where it is. The kids are fucking life jackets on. Like, boo, boat, tube. Go down there to back it in and start, you know, to go get it off the trailer. Keys aren't in it.
Okay.
Okay,
yep.
So the boat keys don't exist.
A little bit of a problem.
Those are in Seattle. That's a 5-hour drive.
Oof.
So at this
one
moment,
way?
Yeah, one way, not round trip.
Oh, 10-hour round trip. Okay.
I mean, maybe 8 if you're a speed demon.
Right.
A little turbo guy.
A very white.
A vroom vroom.
A white knuckle 8-hour round trip sounds terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, where you like peel into your parking lot or your driveway and someone throws you the boat keys and then.
As your pants, you throw your pants out, you're peeing, you're running, the stream is going to catch the keys, and then you're zipping up as you jump back to drive.
And someone throws you a microwave burrito. Like, you don't have to make any stops, 8 hours.
Got it.
Totally make it. So eventually, I was like, okay, well, you're in a boat town.
Okay.
Because he was about to make the trip. Like, that was just kind of where it was at. It was like, okay, I can't let down literally 20 people that are here for this family
and
thing.
And ruin the whole family.
And ruin the whole trip, right?
Yeah.
So he's about to go back, and I was just suggested to my wife, who was telling me, I was like, well, you're in a boat town.
Yeah.
Like, you're on a lake. Like, just go into town and see if someone can fucking smash it out.
Yeah.
So luckily, someone did. Like, for 20 bucks, they smashed it out, rewired it. So when he got back into Seattle, he can just get it fixed. But the weekend was on. But when he was doing that, which I know that people have done this.
Yeah.
But I have a story when I was growing up of leaving my keys in the wrong spot. And it was very popular, as it is here and probably a lot of places, where you tube the river.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ketchum and Haley and Bellevue, like that whole Wood River Valley.
Yeah.
The big Wood River runs the entire length of the valley.
Okay.
So you could get in Ketchum, and then 20 miles later, like a long full day, you could just get out like, you know, in Haley, whatever.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So the whole point of doing that is you drive one car down there and you leave the car and you hide the keys.
Right.
So that when you get back there, you're not going to lose your keys in the river because we're partying. Like, you don't want to fucking ruin that that way.
Right.
So my car, we leave it. And I don't know what I was fucking thinking, but I was just brought my keys back up to the car that we're going up to the 20-mile spot to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just put them in that car.
Oh.
I don't know if I was drunk or high.
Yeah.
Maybe both at that point. And so I didn't know until we get all the way down and you're tanked and you get out and I go, oh, cool, man. These are in your car. And we're just like, what? There's 5 of us hammered drunk, you know, probably underage.
Yeah.
With giant fucking tubes on like a side back road. We're like, no one's fucking coming to get you. And we're trying to hitchhike our asses back out.
Oh, no.
No one wouldn't have picked you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have picked me up.
Right.
Fucking doo-doo-doo. Like, first, it has to be a truck. I mean, we can deflate our tubes, but I mean, that's all we got. So we're just all drunk, got a cooler. Fucking tube, just try to walk. And I think we had to walk at least probably 4 or 5 miles.
How mad were your friends at you?
They were mad. They're pretty pissed.
Still damper at the end of the day.
But luckily, like, you know, you're young and it's not like we're going to be late for anything.
Right.
So we were just drunk and it was summer. And
you didn't have a significant others. Just
my kids weren't going to die. Yeah.
Right.
At that point, it was just a funny mistake. I mean, it sucked. And there's always the one friend who's way more mad than the rest of you.
Yeah.
And
we
definitely had one of those.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Pretty dumb.
That's pretty
but
dumb.
I know, I mean,
forgetful,
I know it's a...
Forgetful.
Forgetful, for sure. It's just totally messed it up.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I remember just being like, these keys need to stay here so we can come back and get them. Then we got to the end, I was like, what was I doing? Like, everyone trusted me to not do that one thing, and I did it.
You did it. You did
I did it.
It
for sure. I messed it up.
I was the worst with keys when I was younger. I didn't have I can't think if I've ever locked my keys in a vehicle or put them in the wrong vehicle.
Okay.
But I went through a weird phase, and to this day, I don't understand whatever happened to him. But like, I would come home from school in Riggins when I was in like grade school, junior high, go to my grandparents' house, and then my mom would be at work. But like, I had a basketball hoop down at my mom's house. So
right.
I'd want to go shoot hoop.
Right.
And we had satellite TV, which my grandparents didn't have. I'd want to go watch some shows,
okay.
MTV, shoot up, whatever.
Right.
So they had the key, they had rentals, and they had my mom's key, all these little key hooks. They would give me the key, I would run down to my mom's, and all I had to do was bring the key back when I came back for dinner.
Right.
And I lost, I don't even know how many keys, like 5, 6, 7 keys.
Oh, man.
In like a 6-month period.
Yeah.
To the point where like they want answers. They're like, where are you putting all these keys? And I'm like, I don't, and then I'm stressed out, and I'm like, okay, put the key in your pocket right after you take it out.
Uh-huh.
And so it eventually got to this place where like, I don't know. Just it was just ridiculous. Where I had to, they made a necklace, and then I had to put on the necklace, and I had to open it, and then I had to run back, give the key to, then run back to the house because I could not be trusted with a key. I would definitely lose it.
It was like a Danny like safe necklace,
right?
Like, this is special for you.
This is special for you
because you're an idiot.
Because you are such an idiot. We cannot trust you with any keys. But to this day, like none of them ever turned up.
Uh huh.
There's a pile of keys somewhere.
Right. You guys were keeping the local. Like locksmith in business,
right,
the whole time.
Right.
He's like, good to see you again, Danny.
Yep.
I lost it again. Same one. He's got like the blueprint for it. He's already got it saved. He goes, here you go. See you next week, buddy. A little pat on the head.
Yep.
Good luck out there.
So I get some key problems.
Uh-huh.
Some dumb stuff with keys.
I don't know why this reminded us, but we were out on the boat. All of us, so the whole Bad Magic team are out there, and this just reminded me of that of dropping the fucking. Like the boat cap in the water.
Do you
remember that?
Oh, yes.
And we were like, oh, man, like, don't drop it. And then he dropped it in and he lost it. And then we talked to the guy later and explained what happened.
Right.
And he goes, I've lost fucking 45. Like, boat off this one boat. They're all right there.
Yep.
And that's one boat. Like, I want to go down there and just see.
Oh, my God.
Like, it just reminded me of that. Of like, why is this not fast? Like, my car gas cap doesn't just fly off.
Right.
It's put on. Like, and why can't the boat do that?
And why don't boats have a gas cap cover that floats?
Fucking why not?
And that is it's crazy.
So dumb.
They should all float.
They're not doing it for the same reason that, like, you know, losing keys. I just want to, they got to make money somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's pretty dumb.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for throwing that out.
Of course.
I feel better.
I feel better too. Very therapeutic.
Good.
All right,
Let's
look at other people now.
Okay.
Dumb idiots.
Idiot.
You and I both were fathers.
Yes.
We have children.
Oh.
We try our best.
Mm-hmm.
These people, I can't understand, given my, like, what I do, in a sense that I could have just lost track of my kids this much.
This badly? Okay.
And just let them go. I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
Okay.
I don't know how they got this far away, but as I was going through this story, I did some math, and I'll fill you in on it.
Okay.
So, Zach, let's go ahead and bring it up on the screen here. Little girl drifts out to sea on inflatable unicorn, gets rescued by fairy.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Drifts out to sea?
Right. Okay. So, it was a rescue of mythic proportions in Greece. High five, pun writer. Good job. A young girl sitting on a giant inflatable unicorn was swept out to sea by strong currents off the town of, I think it's Antrio? On the Gulf of Corinth on Monday, according to the Greek City Times.
Antirio.
The girl, about 4 or 5 years old, drifted for about a half mile.
Oh, my God.
After escaping her parents' attention. Now, this is what I had to look up. I was like, hey, my brain kind of has a hard time picturing the distance of a half mile.
Yep.
So I looked it up. I did some math.
Okay.
And I put it in terms that we know how long a football field is.
Right.
You can see it.
Yeah.
Everyone can kind of see it.
Yeah.
It's about 25 of those. So your kid drifted 25
no part of me understands
fucking
this.
Football fields
and
away.
And then you're like, oh, shit.
Well,
I mean, they
could have noticed before that.
Yeah.
But that is so far on an inflatable unicorn. Like, I just didn't want people to underestimate how far half mile was. What, 2,600 feet?
I'm so paranoid about water stuff and,
right.
and too much. I'm a bit of a worrier when it comes to my kids.
Uh-huh.
Probably more than I should be.
Sure.
It, like I don't like it. Like I hate being a fun killer. I hate being, but it's like, but man, I just get real. I just think about like we did a float trip with the family this summer, and I had to have the raft guides. Kyder, my son, you know, and he's 14, and he's a full, like, he's man-sized.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to go in this thing called the Ducky, which is just a little kayak thing where you're by yourself going through the rapids.
Right.
I took the two guides aside, and I was like, you're sure? This is safe.
Yeah.
Like, you are absolutely certain he is okay to do this.
Yep.
Because I don't feel good about it. And then he was fine. It wasn't that dangerous. And they're like, I assure you, we would never suggest this if there was any danger. But still, all that being said, I watched him like a hawk the whole day and constantly checked in. I was like, are you sure about this next rapid's okay? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Made sure he was near Kyler and not so far, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, this is a half mile?
Yeah. I mean, there's a huge difference between not wanting to be a helicopter parent.
Yes.
And then your kid has to get rescued by a ferry. Like,
right.
Going back to just the recent example of being at Banks Lake, like, I wouldn't let my kids go fucking 20 feet out.
Right, because...
I just don't know.
Because like, there's this crazy thing called fucking drowning.
Right, and courage.
People drown all the time.
Before you know it, the kid's gone. Like, if they wanted to go out farther, they had to go with, like, an adult that could touch. Like, I mean, I don't know.
I guess
could never, in this particular situation...
And how old is this kid again?
4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5.
Right. Not 12.
Yeah.
Not 16.
Right.
4 or 5.
Because you're...
Not in preschool yet.
Youngest.
Or not in kindergarten.
Is Ezra 7?
No, he's almost 6.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So like a year or two younger than Ez. That's crazy.
I know.
To be that negligent.
I know.
Oh, man.
So when they realized their daughter was missing, the frantic couple informed port officials who alerted the captain of the ferry, which is fucking, I mean, it's like Salami Mokas?
Oh, yeah.
Salami Mokas?
The captain of the ferry, Salami Mokas.
Salami Macho Man Savage.
What was your boat's name? Salami Macho Man Savage.
Why? Long story.
Get in the boat.
Get on. Beep, beep. Honks his horn. Salami Machos. I love that name. I was approaching the port of Ontario, and I was notified by port authority that a child, who I did not expect to be so small, had been swept out by the currents on a nearby beach, which is near the port pier, Captain Gregorius Carnesis told the news outlet.
I love that he added that little shade
of
who I did not expect to be so small. Yeah, exactly. That was a very diplomatic way of saying, I did not expect the parents to be that fucking stupid.
I picture them in an interview. He's saying that part, like, oh, the kid, and he grabs his lav mic, who I did not expect to be so small, and, like, lifted it up to make sure he said it while eye contact directly into the lens.
Right. Or if the parents are nearby, while taking it and just mean mugging the parents, who I did not expect to be so small and helpless! Why would you do that? Anyway.
Who probably couldn't swim! Right? Am I right? He just taking the moment to kill him.
Exactly.
There is some good news here.
Okay.
Well, I guess, whatever. She didn't die.
She didn't die.
Anyway,
so
next.
That's positive.
No, the way that they got them on the boat, which let me find it here in the story. So the crew made funny faces and joked with the girl to calm her and, put her fears to the side as she reunited with her parents.
Yeah.
So like they were trying to, they were playing nice.
Right,
they're making sure that she was, she's young, and they're like, hey,
yeah, that's
you
nice.
Know,
yeah,
they
kept her calm.
What you doing out here, little girl?
She's going to have questions later.
when she's
a parent herself,
uh-huh.
There are going to be moments of like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Right.
Letting me drift that far out on a unicorn floaty. On the sea!
Right, and I get it, like, as us both being parents, like, you have these neglectful moments.
And I will throw myself under the bus.
Okay.
I have a bad one, I will share.
I had a feeling you were going to have one.
Yeah. Now this, okay. This is not good.
All right.
But it's not as bad as that.
All right.
But it's not. It was Kyler's 2-year birthday party.
Small guy.
Little guy at the house. At the time, we were living in a split level rancher, so there's a fair amount of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
We always had the little stair gates on all the time.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of people over for his birthday party, so the stair gates are now down. And so, like, each of the stairs covers essentially half a floor in a house like that.
Right.
Where, you walk in the main level and you go half
to
some bedrooms, you go down half.
A little lower
to a little
level
bedroom,
thing.
Down another half. Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So the stairs, maybe there was, and they were carpeted, but maybe 10 steps, down. And everybody's kind of on the main level with the kitchen, dining room, living room at that time. And what happened was it was a terrible thing where I assumed that my, wife at the time, I assumed that she, Kyler's mom, was watching Kyler, and she assumed that I was watching
That's
Kyler.
Classic.
So classic parenting fuck up. And then Kyler's,
You got him. It's like when you have to announce you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, that's the weirdest thing. You compare.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to take a shit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It just means like, you got to watch him for a second. Like, it's just a weird thing that happens.
And I just remembered not 2-year, 1-year.
Oh.
So even smaller guy. 1-year birthday party. Because now I'm remembering he was not, he could stand up, he could walk a little, but really he was still crawling fast at that age.
I'm hoping throughout this story he eventually just gets like,
he was
like,
a newborn baby.
He was
premature.
Didn't exist. And I'm a lunatic.
There was no baby. I felt on this.
It was me.
I was drunk. No one else was around. The story just gets weirder. It starts off with a kid's birthday party. Like, someone's supposed to be watching the kid. And by the end of it, it's like, listen, I was living alone. I was fucked up on meth.
Right.
And I had an accident.
It just keeps on.
Wait, what? How did we get here from there?
Where are your parents?
Okada was one.
Okay.
Kyler's one, and it was like slow motion when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly I don't see him. There's people milling around, you know, having cake, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then I see this little dude beelining it for the stairs.
Okay.
Crawling so fast.
Right.
And it was like, no. And he's running, and I realized, like, I don't have time to yell. There was like an elderly relative nearby, but it's like it all happened so fast and seemed like it was in slow motion. But
yeah.
I start to run over to grab him. I'm too late. And he just like it was funny that he didn't get hurt. It's funny to think about how it went. He just crawled, and it's almost like he crawled into an invisible plane straight out before he went down the stairs.
Yeah,
because he didn't slow down to like, oh, this might be stairs. This is different. It's like he was trying to just keep going out into the air, crawling, and then immediately his back legs like he's an animal.
Right.
His hind dog legs.
Right.
Did I mention my kid was a dog?
You know, like he can stand on twos. Yeah.
No, but his legs flip over his head. And you just see him go whoop and just disappear, and I'm like, oh my god! Like I'm that
I
moment
broke him.
Of sheer panic. I'm like, he could have broken his neck.
Yeah,
he could have. It's so terrifying. And I rush to the edge of the stairs, look down. He's laying on his back at the base of the stairs. He's flipped all the way down the stairs, and he has a smile on his face. He's looking at the ceiling like, whoa, completely unharmed. It was like, it was a fucking miracle.
The best thing about babies is that they're
flipped all the way down the stairs.
99% rubber. Like that's the best part about babies. Mine involves stairs too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's Ezra. He was small, probably around the same age, like 2 or 3.
Right.
And we let him bring his little like push bike inside.
Oh no.
And we did have the little gate up, so I knew the stairs at this point, like, we're good.
Yeah.
He was wearing out the little stretch that we had, and then the stretch needed to be a little bit longer for him.
Yeah.
So we opened up the back door. Right. So the back door runs into our kitchen, then into our living room, and he can like ride around. First trip outside, and I'm sitting on the couch, like, just kind of like waiting for him. So I'm there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever. He's doing fine. That thing goes up, and the first time he decides to venture and expand the course a little bit, he just decides to go down the fucking back stairs on his little bike.
How many steps?
It's like 6, 7 concrete.
Oh.
Like, ow, you know, outdoor ow, steps.
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard it.
Oh,
and
no,
I remember
no.
I just went like hoping. I was like, oh, fuck. And like, you hear the crash, you hear the bang, and then you hear,
and I'm like, thank God.
Fuck. I know, but he's not dead.
Right, he's
but
not dead.
But I mean, the bike was on top of his head.
Oh.
He's like all piled up on the bottom. I felt so bad. That was me. Like, I opened up. I was like, let's get this course a little bit bigger. I guess assumed, I was like, you're not dumb enough to go flying off the stairs, are you?
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
First trip.
So
zoop.
So for parents listening or future parents, never assume that your kids aren't so dumb that they won't do something like that.
Because they for sure will.
They for sure will.
Yeah.
Always.
Uh-huh.
And then also, don't assume that the other parent is watching them. That's a big takeaway from this one.
That's it.
I bet that those people on the boat, I bet it was a situation where everybody thought somebody else was watching them.
Yeah.
Or they're pieces of shit.
Sure.
But I bet more likely they just thought like, oh, I thought you were watching.
No, right.
Or she. I thought you were watching her.
It doesn't say it's a single child. So if like there's multiple kids.
Right.
Like then it's like, okay, you're trying to just like, you don't think your dumb kid's going to go that far out.
Right. You got to have somebody assigned to watch, and you got to never assume that your kids won't do something.
Right. For sure.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our next dumb idiot. And this one kind of piggybacks what you had talked about last week, in a sense, where you mentioned a story about a bellhop who would not let you check into a motel earlier. And this story I actually had already in like the next script.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, it's like you're gonna love this one.
Okay.
But I guess it's two human beings talking to each other. How the fuck could you not bend the rule, especially in this situation?
Right. Okay.
So let's go ahead and bring it up on the screen here, Zach. You were quick that time, weren't you, buddy?
Oh, my God.
Ontario woman kicked out of bingo hall for not using mask to cover breathing hole in her neck.
That is ridiculous.
You see it right now,
that
right?
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, so an Ontario woman battling lung cancer who breathes through a hole in her neck was kicked out of her local bingo hall because her breathing hole wasn't covered with a mask, her son says. So Whitby, Ontario, woman Elaine Arbo doesn't go out much anymore, her son says, unless it's the party at a casino or a bingo hall with her friends. According to her son, the 63-year-old was excited to see her friends again when Delta Bingo in Pickering, Ontario, reopened following the COVID-19 shutdown. Things didn't go as planned when they arrived earlier this month. When she got inside, management asked her to leave. She was told to leave by management if she didn't cover up the hole in her neck, her son Joe Gilbert told CTV News Toronto on Sunday. She explained that was impossible to do. That's how she breathes.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine that situation going down? And like there's video of her crying. Like she elected to leave. She didn't want to make a scene. And so she just left and then later, you know, like just broke down and was super sad about it in the car and at home.
Yeah.
Like there's an interview of her just crying, you know, like that's she doesn't breathe anywhere else. It's through her neck.
What a weird power trip.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever, because that is a personality type that I fucking hate.
Mm-hmm.
Is the person who has, I always assume they have no power in any other part of their life. And it's like, now at the bingo hall, they are in charge.
Right.
And they call the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And they enforce the rules.
Right.
And there is value in rules and order.
Yeah.
I am not some anarchist. I get that. I get that rules are there for a reason. But in this situation, how are you so emotionally tone deaf?
Yep.
And no common sense. You can't see that this poor disabled woman, she has a hole in her fucking neck.
Yeah.
That she has to breathe from. And you're like, you gotta mask. Can we tape that?
It's like,
I got some duct tape.
Like a zip tie.
Then I can't breathe.
Do you want to play bingo or not?
Do you want to breathe or do you want to play bingo?
you tell me.
You tell me.
You're not going to win tonight unless you let us zip tie up that hole in your neck. How's that sound? And there was, and what makes me even more frustrated in this situation was that there was, and I don't know off the top of my head if it was you know, like a Providence-wide or like a city-wide.
Yeah.
But if the rule is, if the masks like actually obstructs your breathing, you don't have to wear it.
Right.
Like,
so they weren't even enforcing the right rules.
Right. So people with breathing, lung problems, whatever it may be, if it actually fucks up your breathing, like then you don't have to wear it. Like that's the accepted. So that rule should have been applied here, but it wasn't.
People just get so insane too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a weird thing too. Like, I do understand the value of the mask, where it's like, you know,
we've talked about this.
It just limits how you know, like little particles, viruses that could be shot out in the air. But it's not some magic thing where it's like, if everyone wears this, disease goes away.
Right.
So it's like what they're enforcing isn't like a cure. It's like, oh man, if everyone does this, then there's no more disease. It's like, no, you're just, it limits it. It makes it a little harder to spread.
Right.
And so you're using the, it makes it a little harder to spread rationale to try to like
keeping
on this weird disabled
this
situation.
Poor, keep this poor lady out of her, go see her friends at the bingo hall.
Let her play her fucking bingo.
Come on, man. You can do it. Masks also act, I think about this too, where it just says like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
It's like a reminder for everyone to stay the fuck away from each other.
Right. Because
you see it like, even if you don't really believe or you don't like, it's not working the way or whatever it may be.
Sure.
It is a reminder to just don't go kiss them.
Yeah.
Like, just don't go, don't squeeze your faces together anytime soon. That's what a mask says. And I have a really fucked up thought. And I have to say it.
Okay.
Because if I don't, I'll be thinking about it way too much.
Sure, get it out. Get the poison out.
What if they, oh man. Okay.
Do it.
What if they only let her in if they could make her like the bingo ball machine? And so they put the balls inside of her.
Right.
And they push and then, it, and then the ball like
pops
out of her neck.
Breathing hole?
Yeah, and then she just holds it up. And like, that's how she gets to participate.
That is an exciting game of bingo.
It's great. I mean, I know that's
listen,
really fucked up.
We know it's a little exploitive of this poor woman.
It
However,
is.
Lemonade out of lemons.
Right.
Right? Life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Life gives you a hole in your neck to breathe, you become a human bingo machine.
Sometimes
Come
that's
on.
The way it goes.
To make people happy.
Right.
So for joy.
Yeah. You get it? Come on.
Come on.
But have you So you shared the example of the bellhop.
Right.
That was just, was that last week or week before?
Somewhere in there. Oh, blends.
One thing that drives me crazy mm-hmm. is when like the bouncer makes me wear fucking pants at the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
You're not my mom?
Yeah. No way.
Exact same time.
Exact same time. Oh, you're not my fucking mom? I'll get wearing my pants. No, I'm just kidding. But thing that bugged me, and I had this happen, and I still see it now, is ending of, like, sporting events.
Okay.
Where it's not going to make a fucking difference, right? And I get that the refs are just like, no, we gotta finish the game.
Oh, okay.
But when they make them go back on to kick the fucking field goal when a team is losing by 5 touchdowns, every time, like,
the integrity of the game.
It's like, Jesus Christ. No one wants to be there. Like, there's a fight at the end of the game and there's fucking 30 seconds left. And you make, like, the D-string people come back out of the locker room to finish up the game. It's like, fucking don't. Like, just, coaches, everyone says it's over. There should be some sort of caveat where if, like, the coaches are like, yeah, fuck it. they can leave. Like, I mean, it's just, like, the ending of the game or free throws.
Right, right.
Where they get in a fight or, like, you fucking foul them super hard out of aggression. And there's 3 seconds left and they're up by 76 points. It's like, let's just can the free throws with half a second left.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
There should be some extra rule for those situations. Like, let's just call it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't just like quit. But in those situations, there should be like a thing. It's like, okay, we're not doing any good. You whacked them. Now they're going to go down here and fight while homie like shoots free throws for a bit. It's like, just get them off the court so we can avoid any sort of additional suspensions. No one wants to be there right now.
Right, right. Yeah.
So those types of rules drive me crazy. In those situations.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like the rule, like people who, I don't know if you've had this before, but you go to a restaurant and there's there's a hostess.
Yeah.
And there is no one, like there's plenty of open tables.
Oh, yes.
But they want to put you, and I get the rationale,
mm-hmm.
there's servers in each section, they're trying to balance it.
Right.
And so then they want you to make you like wait 10 minutes to sit in this, when this table opens up, even though there's all these other open tables.
Yeah.
I get a little snappy in that situation. I'll give them the spiel. I'm like, look, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know. But here's the thing. We're going to leave.
Yeah.
And just, you're not going to have anybody.
Right.
Or you can let us sit right there, right now.
Please.
Please.
I get it. I've been on your side.
But not going to
leave. I see what that looks like.
Uh-uh.
But fucking let me sit down, please.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules. I'm a bad one. Lindsay gets mad at me. I don't follow parking rules.
Oh.
It's always a gamble to me.
All right.
No parking signs mean absolutely fucking nothing to me. And I do this all the time. If I'll try to find a parking spot, and if I can't find one quickly, I will park in handicapped spots. I will park in no parking spots. I will park in you will be towed spots. This is my rationale.
Okay.
I've gotten away with it for so long that now even if I do get towed or get a ticket, I'm still up.
Way up.
I'm still way up.
Yeah.
Because I think about all the fines I could have. I think about all the money I've saved not paying for parking for years.
Uh-huh.
And it's this mentality has backfired on me before, I will say.
Yeah.
I did the same thing with tolls for many years because I thought like, whatever, someone told me you can just drive through it in a rental car and it doesn't even matter. They do track you down eventually. And I had to pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in many back tolls.
Who told you that?
That was another comic. And I believed him. And then it took him a couple years to track me down.
Uh-huh.
But then I had to pay a lot of money.
Back. Okay.
And it was for like a dollar. It would be like a dollar initial toll. And then it would be a fine of $50. And then the rental car would fine me.
Yep.
And it would become like a $150 fine for a dollar toll.
The whole thing.
So I did. But on the parking, that's where it makes Lindsay furious. She's like, you're going to get towed. I'm like, nope. And I have a thought out. I'm like, I'm going to be in there for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take them at least 5 to fucking notice my car.
Mm-hmm.
They have to call the place. There's no way the tow truck is going to be that close.
Nope.
And I'm like, she's like, well, then some guy could come out here and just stand. I'm like, I will fucking run him over if he tries to stop, prevent me from leaving.
They're going
to
go to prison. I'll blow the prison up.
Like, I'll kill him. I'll burn down this entire fucking business. And I'll kill every witness. I'll kill you. No one will...
It's just like complete and super like
I have a plan.
So anyway, mm-hmm. you just put it in park. Let's go inside, sweetie. I love it. Let's move on to the dumbest thing that I saw this week.
Okay.
Shall we? All right. Apocalypse pending.
It's the apocalypse.
Yeah, I just want to clarify one thing.
Okay.
Because that for people who get angry.
Okay.
With a handicap parking spot,
right?
I will only park at that if there is at least one more handicap spot.
Okay. Because
I do play the odds. I'm like, I don't want to cut somebody who needs it out of using it. But
yeah.
I'm like, but if I'm going to be in here 5 minutes, odds that like two or three handicap people are going to show up and be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Are very low.
Yeah.
And I would apologize if it happened.
Okay. Be very, maybe that would be the way to get you out. Like that would change your mentality moving forward.
True. So that we'll would, see. If I got shamed,
yeah,
that might.
That might do it.
That might do it.
This is the dumbest thing I found this week, and it drives me absolutely crazy. Zach, we can just bring it up here. Cops admit vandalizing cars of man who filed a complaint against them, prosecutor says. So these guys...
Wait, what's the headline again? Cops admit...
Mm-hmm. Check that out.
Vandalizing cars of man who filed complaint against them. Oh, the cops? Oh, it took me a second to process that sentence.
Yeah.
Got it. So the cops vandalized.
Exactly.
Got it.
And there's a bunch of names in here that I'm going to try my best, and then we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
But two Asbury cops, police officers admitted Tuesday that they vandalized a pair of cars last year belonging to a man who filed an internal affairs complaint against them, authorities said. So Asbury Park police officer Stephen Martinson, 31, and former SLEO 2 Thomas Dowling, and I looked up SLEO 2 because I don't know.
Yeah,
but basically I think they're training.
Okay, okay.
So he was in training at the time. Both of Asbury Park pleaded guilty to fourth degree criminal mischief as part of their plea deals. They must forfeit any future public employment in the state, according to a statement from Monmouth County prosecutor Christopher J. Macaroni.
Gramaccioni.
If I mess it up again, we're going to call him Macaroni.
Okay.
You'll know what I'm talking about. They also face probation when they are sentenced. Coming up here on October 16th, they must pay back the victim for damages they caused to his car. And what they did is they slashed all of the tires of this guy's car. So they got a complaint written about him by this man, Ernest G. McNoly, an outspoken Asbury Park resident, which you say it that way, I'm guessing he's like the guy that bitches about everything in the neighborhood.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Still not okay to go look up the information.
I get it, but no.
And go fuck his car up.
I get the desire.
Right.
No.
He had filed an administrative complaint against both officers several days before the incidents. His jaw dropped when he learned that the people responsible for damaging his white Jeep Liberty and Toyota Prius were police officers. Car suffered $500 in damages. But that pisses me off so much.
And I know this is terrible, but I'm like, if this is why I shouldn't be a police officer. Because if
that's why you're not, right?
That's why I'm not.
I don't even know what you're gonna say.
If I was a police officer, I would for sure do shit like this.
Right.
I'd be like, fucking shut up. You know, like just like slash, I would have so much fun slashing tires and be like, shut the fuck up, constant complainer.
Right. you just got a giant headache. But I look at this. And I look at, like, say that our career, or whatever, our podcast field, like, it could be comedian, could be, like, what a musician, whatever it may be, right?
Right.
Like, under a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah.
I would try to not do something like this.
Right.
Like, that looks so fucking bad.
I know. That's
abuse of power to the extreme.
Like, now?
Yeah.
Like, the other officers had to be like, dude, seriously?
Bad time.
You know that, like, our popularity is at an all-time low. Like, we need good press.
Yeah, please don't do this.
Not now, you stupid fucking idiots.
Right, right. It's it's crazy.
In addition to just, don't do that. Abuse your power.
Mm-hmm.
The timing could not be worse.
No.
Yeah.
Go out there and just slash this dude's tires. Like, what?
Because this is like the worst time to be. I do feel so terrible right now for, like, the guy who just wants to, like, make things safer for everyone or gal. Yeah,
in it for, you know, the
in it
correct
for all
reasons.
The right reasons.
Right.
And they're trying so hard. They're doing it. And they're getting so much shit. And then they see articles like this and they're like, God damn it.
Because it takes a lot of good to erase one article like this.
Right,
like that
right.
area. Like, you're fucking up that area for a while.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
that much shadiness involved. But it did get me thinking about any times that you maybe abused power. Like when you had a job, and got caught. Like you probably shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Nothing this extreme. Like going in and looking up creepy stuff. I know there are cops that have done shit like this.
Yeah.
I've heard about it. Like where they will pull somebody over and it's a hot chick, and they'll go back to their department and then look up the plate number and then contact the.
Oh my God! Yeah,
like I have heard about that happening way more than it has, or than it should ever.
Sure, sure.
Like that's just so fucking creepy.
Sure.
And that's how we met. It's like what?
I'm
imagine trying. Sharing that story. So tell us how you guys met. Well,
funny you ask.
Funny you ask.
I don't know that I just haven't had a job. Okay, you know what? Okay, I haven't had a lot of jobs where I'm like in a position of power.
Okay,
for good reason. I don't think I have the psychological makeup for it.
Sure.
Like, cause I would abuse it.
President comes.
the closest. I was a personal trainer for a brief while, and I guess there is a certain power in there where people default to your authority in the expertise of fitness or whatever.
Yeah, just
and so you should respect your clients and not try to hurt them.
Uh huh.
And I had one client who I hated.
All right.
And I just wanted him to stop buying packages. Okay. Like, I didn't want to be his trainer anymore. And you can't just tell him, at least I didn't think I could, be like, hey, man, I don't fucking like you. Yeah, I would have gotten fired.
Yeah, that option was off the table.
So what I would do, I would literally just make up shit.
Okay.
And knowing that it would make him so sore, like crippling sore. I would have him do like a preposterous amount of calf raises, knowing that he would fall out of bed the next day because his calves wouldn't work right. And I remember one time I had him do just like this dumbbell, like arm press, like sets of like 40 and just like six sets. And he was like a beginner. There's no reason for him to be doing this many. So with the intention of like, just going to fuck his arm up.
Maybe he won't be back on Tuesday.
And he would just come back. He'd be like, oh, man, my shoulder. Woo!
One arm is fucking big. Danny boy, look. Choo-choo. Like,
and he was an older guy.
The Rock on one side and then scrawny noodle boy on the other.
He was like 60, 65 in there. So I'm like, it was going to make him even more sore. And he'd be like, man, I fell down.
You sure know what you're doing, Danny.
You really got my calves good. And I'm like, God damn it. What do I have to do to this guy?
He walks in. He goes, what are we doing today? He points to the ceiling. There's like straps to your feet. Like, we're going up. Just find any way you can to strap his ass into weird shit.
Yeah.
And you get upside down and you hand him like a press and then tie some bungee cords onto his neck.
Right, right.
And you're like, do some setup.
Do that now.
And he just rips them out. Wow, it's amazing.
God damn it. Oh, what do I have to do to get rid of him?
And then he wins a bunch of bodybuilding competitions. It's just because you're trying to ruin him.
Right,
right. That's pretty good.
I stumble into some new advanced training technique.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most that I can recall that I have abused power.
That's pretty good.
There was a guy I worked with in the comedy scene who's infamous, a guy named Gary Mankey.
Okay.
Back in when comedy clubs a lot of times would hand out like free tickets. Mm-hmm. They'd make their money on food and drink.
Right.
And so they'd hand out like free tickets.
Back to the restaurant thing. It's like, do you want to make no money or do you want people to come in?
Yeah. Right. This guy was amazing he one time got a full set of four tires on his car for free tickets to a comedy night that the person, if they just went to the comedy club, could have got for nothing. Like, they constantly give these away. And he would barter for the craziest shit. But the most impressive is he got a guy to give him four new tires for him and that guy's staff all getting free tickets to the show.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, that guy could have just called the club and gotten all of that for no tires.
That would happen all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, you get like free tickets and you'd give them out. Or we were giving them out as candy.
Yeah.
And then they'd sell them and people buy them on Craigslist or on Facebook Marketplace.
Right, right.
Or they'd go and they'd be outside like scalping them. And they'd give them, they'd sell them free tickets. If they just would have made it through the door and went to the front, they would have gotten a stamp and let in. Like, it's fucking, yeah, people do that shit. It's crazy. We have an update.
Okay.
I think we'll get to it here in a little bit. We might even uncover it here in the next section. But I am pumped to see what you have brought our way here for One Star Heroes.
Yes.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them.
Yeah. All right, Danny. All right.
Okay, so
what'd you find this week for me?
I want to start by saying that I know that music is subjective.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
A great band to someone can be horrible to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The one-star reviews we're pulling this week are from Rolling Stone albums.
Okay, okay.
And the reason I'm using the Rolling Stones, do I like the Rolling Stones? Yes, I do.
Okay.
But also, like, this first, if you show this first, this is number four. This is the Rolling Stone 50 Best Bands of All Time list.
All right.
This is one of many lists when you just ask Google who are the best bands of all time. They come up in the top five. They come up in the top five of almost every serious, like, music critical list ever.
Right.
You know, like a very well-reviewed band, iconic band.
I mean, still selling tons of music and merch.
Still selling. I like their new song, something about a ghost town, living in a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out. And I think it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They've been making music for like 60 years. so here is, this is Retired and Loving It. One star just goes right to Totally Stinks. This is some of the worst money I have spent this year. And this is on one of their greatest hits albums, by the way.
All right.
This one star is left under their, it's like 15 years worth of greatest hits.
Yeah, a lot to choose from.
Yeah. Only one or two songs that qualified as an actual song. The rest of the CD was slow, twangy, draggy, crapola. It will make a good frisbee very soon. Avoid this one. And I'm sorry, this is not the greatest. This is Sticky Fingers.
Oh,
but still a great album.
Yeah.
Sticky Fingers has tracks like Wild Horses. That song alone.
Okay, yeah.
Is worth five stars.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great song.
Right, yeah.
So that's just a starter.
Okay.
Below them, Jimmy Pye says ultimately boring songs.
Ultimately.
Ultimately.
Like, came to the conclusion.
Mm-hmm. I have never been inspired. I have never been inspired Stones music, so probably buy Stones music.
Okay.
No music is more boring than Rolling Stones songs, and Mick Jagger is the ultimate elite among English society. Never believe Stones. So why are you even here?
Why'd you buy it?
Why'd you buy it?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. If you hate them that much and they're the worst, then why are you ever fucking under any of their albums?
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be there.
Go away.
Get out of here. It's like like you hate hamburgers.
Right.
And then go review a hamburger place.
Right, exactly.
Like, I fucking hate hamburgers.
Okay.
It's like, okay.
They get out of here.
Goodbye. Right, right. There's burritos over there.
So, okay. So this next one, another one. Overrated.
All right.
1 star.
Okay.
Who could like a band like the Rolling Stones? Hmm. They are not the world's greatest rock band, and they never made anything good but Start Me Up and Shattered.
Hmm.
Their new album is the most horrible CD I have ever heard. Stay far away from that CD. Get anything from the Stones that contains Start Me Up or Shattered instead. And I just love his fixation on these two songs.
Right.
Like, they're not the world's greatest band. They're fucking horrible. Now, listen. Shattered and Start Me Up, yeah, those are great bangers.
Right.
But everything else in their immense catalog is shit.
Besides those two songs.
Right.
Right.
Besides those two songs.
It keeps coming back.
He just keeps coming back. I mean, yeah, those are great. So I just thought that was a weird one.
I like that he, if everything else is terrible,
right.
He did justify it as if you buy the album that has it,
yeah.
Like, then it's great purchase.
Right.
Great purchase.
Right.
Like, I mean, the other 12 mm-hmm. on there are shit.
Right.
But that one. You got it. Don't just buy the one song.
He throws a little positivity into it.
Sure.
Okay, but they're going to get weirder and worse.
All right.
This next one, dull, 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 1 star.
Oh, man.
This CD is so boring, like most of the Stones stuff. This is stuck in a rut stuff.
Okay.
The Stones didn't know how to explore, unlike another band I could mention, the Beatles, I'm sure.
I'm sure, okay.
And all of their stuff sounds the same. There are an awful lot of filler tracks here as well. The only decent songs are Gimme Shelter and Midnight Rambler.
Man, tell that to the other guy, because that's the last guy.
Which are great pop songs. I suggest getting Hot Rocks, or maybe Rolled Gold, both of which have the Stones' best pop stuff, and really this is the only stuff worth having. The CD is weak, flat, and extremely uninspiring in its lack of diversity. Try Let It Be instead, which is the fucking Beatles album, piece of shit. So why, if you like the Beatles so much, just buy Beatles albums.
Yeah, just go that way. Why? It blows my mind. Like you talked about with the music being subjective.
Right.
Like, yeah. Like, you go in there, and sometimes I will check out a band
right.
that somebody either thinks I like or I like a song that they did, and I'll get in there.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go in there and then come out fucking mad.
Right.
Like, I will be pumped if I end up liking them.
Yeah.
And I'm into, like, the what they're yeah. doing and the whole album.
Yeah.
But it's never, ever my expectation.
Right.
Even from my favorite artists. Like,
I mean,
like, every single thing they ever do. I mean, there's only one, and I'll say it, it's Thrice. Like, I mean,
stuff, yeah.
Almost,
yeah.
like, maybe they have, like, two songs that I'm like, eh, I don't really care for. But everything else, it always has struck home. So, yeah, I'm not going to go on and fucking review,
right.
Metallica.
Right,
I mean, I get Metallica,
right, you get,
but I would never go look up Metallica right. and then go be like, this shit sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, why am I there?
Why are you
I shouldn't be there in the first place.
And he left out You Can't Always Get What You Want, by the way. The album he's referring to is Let It Bleed.
Oh.
And this is an album that got 5 stars from Rolling Stones and 5 stars from AllMusic and 5 stars from fucking music. I mean, like, on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the best reviewed albums of all time.
Right.
Just want to throw that out
there. Toss that out there. what was I going to say? And I think a lot of people forget the impact they had when they were around.
Right, exactly.
Like, that
historical
is something
impact.
you can't erase that.
Nope.
Everyone knows who the Rolling Stones is, and there's a reason.
Right.
Like, they shook shit up.
Yep.
When they came in. And so that's a big part of it.
And two more, longer one and a quick one.
Okay.
This one is just so weird. Cognitive Dissonance, 1 star from EJ Buster. Wow, this is bad. My Rolling Stones listening project has come to a screeching halt with sticky fingers. I set out recently to listen to all of the Stones albums in chronological order. Most Stones albums I had never listened to in full until now. I was really enjoying the early albums with Brian Jones, but when I got to Let It Bleed, I could tell that things were going downhill fast. Oh, yeah, Let It Bleed, the fucking one I just talked about, that's one of the best reviewed albums of all time.
Yep.
And now I'm at Sticky Fingers, and I can't believe how bad this album is. Also an incredibly well-reviewed album.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad on so many levels that I'm no longer looking forward to listening to the rest of the Stones catalog. Cognitive Dissonance comes into play in that Sticky Fingers is considered to be one of the greatest Stones albums by the general consensus of Stones fans to my knowledge. How can this be? This album is awful compared to their earlier albums. This is where it starts to get weird.
Fun.
It's not just that Brian Jones is gone. It's also becoming increasingly clear in this album that both Mick and Keith were replaced as well. It's a different band. These aren't the same musicians and singers who recorded the Stones' earlier albums. Maybe Charlie and Bill are the same, but that's it. I'm not even sure it's the same guy singing all of the Mick parts on the album. Who knows? There may be more Mick Jaggers and Keith Richards out there than we can possibly imagine with clone technology. There's pretty much no limit to how many different Mick Jaggers could be produced. What the fuck are you talking about? You think that somebody has made a whole bunch of Mick Jaggers and some... And they keep singing Stones albums, but some of them are not good as other because the copy's not quite as vibrant as the original.
Machine messed up.
The machine messed up.
The 3D printer just messed up the vocal cord part.
I love this guy thinks that technology decades ago was possible to clone human beings so well that their fans couldn't tell them apart, but he can.
Uh-huh.
He can be like, that's not quite the same. I like the original Mick Jagger, not the clone.
That's not as rough as I like.
Oh, my God.
Like, I do like a world or a possibility where we have gotten tech that good, and they use it just to like make more Rolling Stone songs. Right. Just everything else off the table. They're like, yeah, we can do this.
We can make some more Mick Jaggers.
That's why we did it.
Yeah.
It's a big Rolling Stones fan that invented
cloning technology.
Off of that one thing, he's like, gotta make another one.
He's reading this review and he's like, damn it. How did he fucking tell?
Inside job. Besides, lose all his friends. Spirals. Goes into hiding. No more Mick Jaggers.
Okay.
All right.
This last one is the shortest, and it's my favorite one-star review we've come across so far.
Oh, man.
This
All right.
beyond ignorant.
Okay.
Okay. Zoe Walkup says, one star, not what you would expect, ... This is not the Beatles. If you were expecting good, timeless classic songs like All You Need Is Love and Hey Jude, do not buy this album. All caps, not the Beatles.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not what you expected because you are a fucking idiot. Like, you went to an entirely different band's album.
Right.
Bought the album.
Uh-huh.
Listen to it. It says Rolling Stone when you buy it. It shows up in the mail if you got the CD.
Exactly.
This is 2014. I don't know. Maybe it's just a down. Either way.
Sure.
It shows up in your device. It shows up in your mail. Rolling Stone. It says it right on the fucking cover. And then you listen to it and you're like, wait a minute.
Something ain't right here.
This is not the Beatles. And then go back to the page to warn others. Yeah. No warning needed, Zoe, because the overwhelming majority of humanity is not as stupid as you are.
Like, calm down. Like, you're not helping anybody else.
And
no one else went this way.
And good grammar.
Right.
Everything is spelled correctly. Like, there's good sentence structure. How can she fucking know how to write a sentence but not understand
dumb.
How dumb she's being by leaving evidence of how dumb she is?
She definitely outed herself.
Yeah, big time.
She was like, what? Oh, my God.
And how do you not put that together that's on you?
Yeah.
How are you that dense where you're like, this is ridiculous. I wanted a Beatles album. I purchased a Rolling Stones album, listened to it, realized it's the Rolling Stones, and am furious. Mind-boggling.
I just wish there was like a reply section to that one. We could pop in there and be like, thank God you let me know because I thought I was going crazy. This is not the Beatles. And just give her a nice little reply.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
I want to find, I should have found Zoe's, now I'm thinking Zoe's Yelp page.
Oh.
And I would love it if it's review after review. This is not the Olive Garden. Sure, Texas Roadhouse may have some good food.
Right.
But if you want a never-ending pasta bowl, I repeat, this is not the Olive Garden.
Okay, fuck, we got it.
We got it, Zoe.
Jesus.
You don't need to say these things.
No, that's something that no one needed to say. And you said it, but it's useless. Oh, that was amazing.
I feel good now.
We have to turn it around and feel better about just humanity, though, in general.
Okay.
And we're going to do that with our segment we like to call Sliver of Hope.
Sliver of Hope.
Never gets old. Makes me feel so good. This is, I love this story.
Okay.
It has been making the rounds, and it's a video.
Okay.
So we're going to watch the video, and we can kind of explain what's happening. But here's the rundown of it. And this was posted in, or the setup, like the description for the video we're about to watch on YouTube. It says, every night, I would get an alert from my driveway security camera, and at first, I was a bit annoyed. But then I found myself looking forward to the evening alert. And that inspiration struck in front of my wife, giving her this great idea. Which transpired has turned into the best part of an otherwise dreary pandemic summer. Okay. So I'm just gonna bring up the video here. Zach, go ahead. Now push play. And what you're seeing is just a driveway, right?
Okay.
So it's one of those videos. And again, we'll post this in the description section. So if you want to go and watch it, you will see it. But it says here, it's always the same kid just tearing it up on the concrete. his driveway, right?
Okay.
So this kid, this kid will come over and, you know, just ride his little scoot bike around in the driveway.
Cute.
So instead of getting mad, what he did is he started going out there and drawing little courses with chalk.
That is awesome.
So he would draw a little racetrack for him at night. So then the next day the kid would come back. And there's like a little start arrow, as you can see. And the kid rolls up. They're on a little walk with the family. He sees it. He's taking a look at it.
Mom's pointing it out.
Yeah, mom's like, go, ride it.
That's adorable.
So he's like, yes. So he's in it now. He's pushing around. You know he's pumped.
What a great example of being a good neighbor.
I know. It's amazing. So he would just do it. And he started making more and more.
Of course. Also taking some of Keith's advice.
Some complex turns.
The driveway we have.
Right.
The back straight,
oh, my God.
That the three-year-old can read. And
a slow hairpin turn.
And then eyes up, because you know he's not looking. Another little symbol. And then for the win.
A little trophy picture.
Dinner.
So then the kid will come back again and ride the whole course.
You got the security cam footage of the kid. Oh, that's great. And the dad's waving.
Yeah, now they're waving. So I just thought that was amazing.
I love that,
I know. It's just like, why get pissed off about something like that? Because it would be easy. You'd be like, God damn it.
Like, get off my property.
Yeah, or like you get that alert and you're like, so dumb.
Right.
And then you know, it's a kid riding his bike around. And you could let that, you know, tear you apart and make you mad.
Right.
Or you could draw this kid little racetracks.
Yep.
And at that moment, you don't know how far that positivity is going to spread either.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't know if, like, that dad at some point later on will, like, see another kid and, like, try and do something like that for them. Like, it's just it's a web that spreads out of, like, doing things that you didn't have to do at all to make a fun little difference in some little kid's life.
Yep. I really love that one because so many people can get so, I mean, I've joked about it myself, get so territorial about their property.
Right.
And, you know, and I can be like that in a sense where it's like, yeah, if someone doesn't ask or I don't like them. Like, but in a situation like that, it's like, it's not, the kid's not making any noise.
Mm-hmm.
It's not waking anybody up.
Yep.
It's not affecting your life in any negative way unless you choose to make it negative by getting angry at something you don't need to be mad at.
Right.
And instead, he flips it and just doubles down on being nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's really cool, man. That's really inspiring to
it does.
Be a good neighbor.
Yeah, it makes it makes me really just like a new spark for seeing that stuff around my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like whatever it may be, like some way to just kind of make light of it. Like it takes no time.
Yep.
No
yep.
time, and it's super fun.
Good job.
All right.
Good job.
Well, we're not
Good
going
job,
to
dude.
Forget about just the random fun stuff on the web. And
okay,
we have a
good.
Fun segment for that.
I love this segment.
To you from internet.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple. To you from internet.
This one doesn't need a whole lot of setup.
I think I peaked. It's a video, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard you guys laughing, so I am excited.
Okay. The tagline for this just says, my friend is a maniac. And my best guess on this is that something happened in a relationship where some other man has been chosen over this man.
Over this man.
And he is trying to prove that he's tougher.
Okay.
So, Zach, go ahead and bring it up on the screen here.
Intriguing setup.
Okay, so here we go.
Is that a wasp nest?
It's a wasp nest.
Oh, shit. Very active one.
Yeah, very active. Full.
Full. 10 probably yellow jackets on that sucker.
Watch this guy.
You wanted him, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Is that who you really wanted? You sure about that?
So he's talking to the camera.
Okay. And oh, God. He just grabbed it with his hand.
Handful.
Oh!
He's squishing it in his palm.
Oh my God. This guy's a psycho. And now he's eating it! Oh my God!
There he is, bitch.
Wow. Wow. I hope.
There he is.
There he is? What?
What the fuck?
Jesus. And this is a guy who's probably like 55-ish years old. Whoever left that man. I hope that she saw that and just went, well, if I didn't think I'd made a good decision earlier, now I am sure I did. Because that dude
maybe
is a
best of my
psychopath.
Life. Yeah. And again, we'll put the video up in the description. But yeah, he just grabbed a fistful of an entire wasp or like whatever, yellow jacket nest, squished it in his hand as hard as he could, shoves it in his mouth and starts chewing on it, and then spits it all over his camera and just
I've
says.
I've never seen something like that.
Like that bitch.
What? The fuck. And that's one of those ones
so
where it's
good.
Like, I have no idea what their relationship was like. I have no idea who she is.
But
I know for sure that she made the right choice.
You know that guy.
That guy. and I love like that guy doesn't understand. Like he's made this, like he's so angry that someone has left him.
Uh-huh.
And then he opens the video like, you sure about that, bitch? Like when that's the language you use, that you're mad that somebody has left you, and in the video you're saying that you're referring to them as bitch,
mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, you get a fucking therapist.
Right.
You are such a misogynist piece of shit.
What if he knew that that was her thing though?
She was like eating wasps?
Yeah. She was like, cow. And she stops whatever little side quest she's gone on and comes back with him because he'll chew on a wasp nest for it. And that's real man shit.
Odds are this is not true, but we could say, like, what if her actual legal name is bitch? So it's not a misogynistic term.
It's her name.
He's not abusive. He is referring to her by her God-given name.
Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Her parents named her bitch. And then he knows.
Bitch-ass Peterson.
That nothing gets her hotter and wetter than a dude eating fucking horse. And so what if that video was actually, and he has some kind of brain kind of injury where he sounds like a piece of shit when he talks.
Right, but maybe.
His heart is being like, baby, I love you, mm-hmm. and I fucking miss you so much.
And instead of flowers, happy. Like a gift and chocolate mm-hmm. or like some jewelry or whatever, an apology letter.
Yep, I know that nothing makes you happier and more hot and, you know, bothered than a man eating hornets. So please come back to me. And so that was the actual subtext.
I see you're watching it going, aw,
does love me.
He does love me. He just has a hard time showing it. Mm-hmm. This is his way of saying I love you. Aw.
Some guys bring flowers. This guy eats hornets.
This guy smashes them up.
That's one of the craziest shit.
One more quick thing to show you, and I found this on Etsy. Go ahead. You can bring it up here, Zach. Very simple, but this,
that is so gross.
This guy or girl, whatever the shop is, it's Fungus Gallery. Has taken some empty cans and then just filled them up with human teeth. Like, full mouth. So when you crack these cans open, all you see is a fucking human mouth looking back at you. Do you want to get a couple of these? Does that make you feel uncomfortable in any way?
Yeah, this is one of
$85, by the way. And there's other ones, too. I just wanted to bring these up.
It's really well done. I will say it's really well done. And there's another spray can.
No, it's a spray can with just janky ass mouth teeth coming out the side.
You know what? I mean, that is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I would do with it.
It'd have to be a shelf item. I think that's.
I would give it as a gag gift.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess if you're into weird art.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're into weird art, I get it. It's something that'll
definitely grab your attention.
It is. I don't. You know what? We have a lot of weird stuff here in the Bad Magic Studio.
I can see that.
I can see it fitting in.
Yeah.
And just understanding that, like, yeah, this is a weird thing for mm-hmm. a weird place.
Right.
But, like,
you get it as a conversation starter, and you're like, oh my God, what's the story behind that? And you're like, oh, you're not going to believe this. And this guy made it, and I bought it. Oh, what?
Right.
That's it. That's the end of my fucking
sweet story.
And what an interesting
thing to make to start. Like, how do you just think, like, okay, I got it.
You know what?
I'm going to take old cans, yeah. and I'm going to make it look like it's just a mouth full of human teeth, and then I'm going to sell them.
I'm going to sell them for 100 bones.
And you know what? I hope they are making a lot.
Me too.
I hope
it's
selling a ton of them.
Sweet.
Because you know that, like, if somebody told me that idea, I'd be like, in my head, I'm like, that's the fucking dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
Keep your day job, bro.
Keep your day job. and then they just kill it making teeth cans.
Just $1 million a year.
$1 million a year.
Putting teeth in weird shit.
Oh my God.
I do like it.
And how frustrating, like, I'm just picturing the whole backstory of there's brothers.
Think about.
And one brother is like, no, I was thinking one brother is like a corporate job.
Yeah.
His parents are happy.
Dinner table. I picture a dinner conversation.
Right, the dinner table conversation. One, like, he went to law school. He's doing pretty well. And then the other brother that's like the teeth can guy, like, his parents are always frustrated with him. And it's like the joke of the family. And then all of a sudden he just shows his bank account. Yeah? Yeah, who's fucking laughing now?
Right.
And there's like $400,000 of teeth can money
right.
in his account. Is that
funny?
Never going anywhere? Isn't that what you said? Never amount to anything?
Right.
I sell 1,000 tooth can things a day.
Right. I picture he's always the last of his siblings, and he's like, God damn it. And like for years,
yeah.
they've been coming around, and they're like, all right, well, Billy. You know, and then just some other fucking random ass idea.
Right.
Like, man, how's the mouth on the skateboard idea going? That's not that good.
Right.
And he's just been kicking around different ideas of putting mouths and shit until the can thing took off.
Right. Right.
How's the faucet handle, but it's teeth?
His parents.
It's not that great.
Before this happened, his parents were begging him, Billy, if you just stop with the mouth stuff.
Quit putting teeth and shit.
I will give you $25,000 to start a business. Just it cannot be anything mouth related. Right. We'll pay for you to go back to school again. You won't have to take a loan out. Like, they're begging, please.
Uh-huh.
It hurts us to watch you throw your life away like this. And then he's like, I know it. I know there's a market for my mouth. Dad, you've never understood my mouth teeth wishes. When I was 5 years old, I saw this mouth on this guy, and I was like, that's what I want to do.
My whole
life. I want to put that mouth
on stuff.
On stuff. And it makes my heart it makes my heart happy to take someone's mouth. And a lot of other people see it. And when you try to take that mouth away from me, it's like you're ripping my heart out.
Right, right. And then he just fucking kills it on this.
One more thought, and then we'll close it up here. I saw that, and I immediately thought, I want that mouth on like a pocket pussy.
Terrifying.
I know. Maybe he started there. Maybe that's what started it all. Like, that man, that vagina, that fake vagina, would be a lot cooler if it had some teeth on it. Anyway, that's our show. Fun show, episode 6 in the books.
Yay!
We do have some announcement or a couple updates to get to.
Yes.
The first of which, thanks to everyone who sent in pictures of their weird traffic signs that they encountered.
We had a ton
online and sent directly into our email, whatever it may be. Here's a follow-up to that 5.5 mile per hour sign that we showed on the last week or talked about on the show.
Yeah.
They're stupid everywhere, my friends. This is from @sevy59. He wrote, I'm an EMT at a construction site, and this is our posted speed limit. Dumbest sign I've seen in person, 100%. Zach, you want to go ahead and bring it up? 9.37.
Okay, very specific.
That's very specific.
9.37.
And people did call out what we alluded to a little bit in the show, is that maybe it's just weird to grab your attention.
And
we understand that. But, I mean, if that's the case, then every school zone in the world better start changing from 20 to like 19.86523. That'll save a lot of kids if that's where we're going with that.
Exactly.
And then you were in Yellowstone.
I went to Yellowstone, Grand Teton, and I got to say, I feel a little bad. I made a lot of fun of somebody for giving Yellowstone a 1-star review because of the elk.
Yeah.
But if you pull this picture here, Zach, it was pretty frustrating. So you can see how unhappy I am.
Yeah.
And I'll zoom in here. And there was, you know, it's a stupid fucking elk in the background. And I will say, this elk did ruin our trip.
Yeah.
So 1 star for Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Too many elk.
Too many goddamn elk. As always,
of course not. It was beautiful.
Right. It was absolutely beautiful. As always, thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan and Kate at Spicy Club for continuing to pump out the best merch in the game. If you've picked up our merch for Is We Dumb,
thank you.
We thank you so much. That goes a long
more
way.
More coming.
Yeah. Tons of ideas. I mean, keep sending those in too at info@isbedumb.com. And if you have a good idea, you want something you want to see on a shirt or fucking pocket pussy with teeth, let us know. Thanks to Zach Flannery for producing and directing. Follow us online, Instagram, and Facebook at IsWeDumb. Again, that merch can be found at badmagicmerch.com, where you can also pick up merch and check out the other shows that we're a part of with Time Suck and Scared to Death. There's something for everybody with Bad Magic
something
Productions. IsWeDumb.com, that's our main website. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff. But again, the general information, info@isWeDumb.com. Content for a different segment that is dumb at isbedumb.com. So we kind of divide those two things.
Awesome.
And rate and review our show.
Please rate and review our show.
Yeah, keep doing that. Keep us
Thank
in the
you.
Charts. It helps us grow. Let's wrap this thing up with the wow, neat fact.
Wow, neat fact.
And I plan on trying this out.
Okay.
So
okay,
we might have a very interesting afternoon.
All right.
All right, Zach, go ahead and bring it up. Zach, bring up the fucking screen!
Come on, Zach!
Okay, there it is. Did you know the human anus can stretch up to 7 inches before taking damage? A raccoon can squeeze into holes as tight as 4 inches, meaning you can take almost 2 full raccoons up your ass.
I gotta talk to my wife about some stuff.
And I got some things to try out. Bye.
It's We Dumb!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.